Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS danes v soboto 28. maja 2022. V tednu sprave smo, tako imenovani Reconciliation Week, in ob tej priložnosti smo za vas pripravili posebno prilogo. In sicer takole gre, zakaj so avtohtoni protokoli pomembni za vse ljudi. Upoštevanje kulturnih protokolov avstralskih aboriginov in ljudstev ožine Torres je pomemben korak k razumevanju in spoštovanju tradicionalnih lastnikov zemlje, na kateri vsi živimo. Ta priloga je uvod v nekatere pomembne protokole, ki lahko vplivajo na naše vedenje in spoštujejo edinstveno znanje in status staroselcev. To prilogo je za SBS pripravila Melissa Companioni.
Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Staroselski kulturni protokoli temelijo na etičnih načelih, ki oblikujejo naše delovne in osebne odnose z aborigini in prebivalci otokov ožine Torres. Pomembno je negovati te odnose, ker so prvi Avstralci. Aborigini in prebivalci otokov ožine Torres dobro poznajo deželo in nas lahko veliko naučijo o skrbi za naše okolje. Caroline Hughes je starešina Ngunnawal iz ACT. Kot aboriginska starešina je zelo cenjena zaradi svojega globokega kulturnega znanja.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are the First Nations people of this country and we have belief systems and cultural etiquettes that go back since time began. That is very much still a part of our lives today in modern Australia.
Z opazovanjem kulturnih protokolov priznavamo neprekinjeno povezavo, ki jo imajo naši prvi Avstralci z zemljo in njihovimi starodavnimi praksami, pravi Rhoda Roberts, starešina SBS.
We've continued old stories, protocols and rituals for eons. And while things do adjust, we're not a static peoples, the whole premise and philosophy of who we are is caring for country, which is our land, our sea and our waterways and sky.
Izraz avstralski avtohtoni zajema tako aborigine kot prebivalce otokov ožine Torres, vendar se aborigini nanašajo nase na načine, ki se bolje povezujejo z njihovo identiteto. Caroline Hughes pojasnjuje.
Appropriate to call us Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. I prefer to be called a Ngunnawal woman because that is my country. So my country is my language group and my tribal group and that tells other Aboriginal people where I come from.
Koori se pogosto uporablja za identifikacijo nekoga iz New South Walesa ali Viktorije. Murray se uporablja v Queenslandu, aborigini Tasmanije pa so na primer Palawa. Otočani ožine Torres so domorodna ljudstva z otokov med vrhom polotoka Cape York in Papuo Novo Gvinejo in so pretežno melanezijskega porekla. Thomas Mayer je prebivalec otoka ožine Torres in nacionalni domorodni častnik pri Pomorski zvezi.
All First Nations have slightly different cultures, but there is a real clear difference between Islander culture and Aboriginal culture. And so islanders like to be recognized as distinct indigenous peoples for this country.
Ob avstralski nacionalni zastavi visita tako zastava aboriginov kot tudi zastava otokov ožine Torres, da bi poudarili ta različna avtohtona ljudstva. Starešine pogosto prosijo naj izročijo dobrodošlico deželi. Welcome to Country, ki ga je v 80-ih letih prejšnjega stoletja skoval Rhoda Roberts, je tradicionalna slovesnost dobrodošlice, ki se izvaja ob odprtju dogodka v čast preteklosti.
The Welcome to Country is done by those custodians from that land base that you're on, or indeed the elders of that community, whereas an acknowledgement of country can be done by all of us, black and white, wherever we come from. It's us showing that we have an awareness of the land and respect for it, and that we're visiting someone else's land, and we're paying that respect. So acknowledgement is recognising that you might be working or living on a place that's not the place you come from, but that's okay, you still belong to it and you're going to acknowledge and thank the custodians and elders.
Pomembno je tudi priznati zgodovinsko travmo, ki so jo doživeli aborigini in prebivalci otokov Ožine Torres, pravi Caroline Hughes.
Well, it's very inappropriate to talk about percentages and even skin colouring or eye colouring, hair colouring, because our children are raised in our culture and that is very particular for us. And white society or non-Indigenous society rejected these children, whereas in Aboriginal culture, they're gifts from the spirit world, they're gifts to our families, our community, and they've always been accepted. Sometimes we hear when you have a cup of tea and you add milk to it, it's still a cup of tea.
Vseeno pa se ne bojte postavljati spoštljivih vprašanj, pravi Thomas Mayer.
I suggest that people don't feel like they're going to be offensive as long as they come from a place that is genuine and respectful. You know, it's fine to ask questions about how best to do things in relation to protocol with Indigenous peoples. And then the most important thing is then to listen and accept the explanation and move forward respectfully.
SBS Elder in Residence nas opominja, da je ideja kulturnega protokola univerzalna in v bistvu pomeni priznanje sočloveka.
It's about kindness and compassion. For me personally, as a Widjibal woman, protocol has always been part of our life cycle. And the fact that we are still doing it is just an incredible feeling of contentment. It's a real grounding, but at the end of the day I always go, it's just good manners.
Za dodatne informacije obiščite našo spletno stran www.sbs.com.au/Slovenijen.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijen na Facebooku.